This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning and covering a great show on omega-3 fatty acids. Again, we're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. and brought to you by the Village Green, which is a local health and wellness pharmacy here in Bethesda. Been serving the health and wellness needs of the area for over 40 years. It's a wonderful resource to stop in if you need any advice related to nutrients, supplements, body care products. They have a full service pharmacy and a full service compounding pharmacy that can help you with all of those needs as well. Today we're covering a really important topic. It's about detoxification and basically staying healthy in a toxic world. We're going to be talking with one of my favorite guests, Eve Plews, who has been practicing nutritional medicine in Florida for over 26 years. She's practiced in her clinic, Full Spectrum Health in Sarasota, for 26 years, as I said. Her training includes medical botany, homeopathy, five-element theory, as well as functional medicine. She is a graduate of the Institute for Functional Medicine, applying functional medicine in clinical practice, and in 2013, she became one of 124 U.S. practitioners to have earned the title IFMCP, which is the Institute for Functional Medicine Certified Practitioner. Eve is also fully licensed by the Florida Board of Medicine as a licensed nutritionist, and she hosts two shows on public radio, WSLR in Sarasota and WMNF in Tampa. She is the recipient of the Robert Price Pierce Public Service Award for her 24-year dedication to the HIV support group Healthy People with AIDS. Eve, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the show today.
Oh, doctor, it's a delight for me to pass out information that's going to help people be healthier.
Sure. So let's talk about living in a toxic world. I think detoxes are becoming, you know, very popular. There's a lot of products that offer detox in a box, you know, do a week cleanse or a 2 week cleanse or a 3 week cleanse. And people certainly have this idea or getting this notion that, you know, our bodies need this ability to cleanse. But, you know, as you and I sort of briefly discussed before the show started on the air, you know, we have a very similar philosophy in that those things are important, but really it's understanding your environment, it's understanding how to live, and it's about encouraging daily detox because that's how you support optimal health. So I'm going to let you start off by sort of helping us understand your philosophy around the world we live in and the toxins we're exposed to and how to support our health through that.
Well, when we realize that there are 87,000 chemicals that are registered in the federal inventory, and there are at least 10 new chemicals every day showing up on the shelves, literally, and 19,000 different pesticides that are licensed for use, I mean, these numbers are astounding.
Mm-hmm.
But when we hear about the spill, the toxic spill in North Carolina, where the storage pond blew out all mm-hmm. the coal tar derivatives, when we look at the electric generating stations that are, you know, putting out tremendous amount of toxins into the air, I always think of Johnny Carson. He said, "I don't trust air I can't see."
Mm-hmm.
And it was unfortunate that now in places like China and Sydney, Australia, we're actually able to see the air because there are so many toxins in it. So whether it's coming from the air we breathe, the food we eat, the water we drink, the skincare products that we're putting on our babies and on ourselves, or the household cleaners we're using, we're being exposed to toxins that our bodies do not have metabolic pathways to get out. We don't have a way to break down those compounds without using help from various nutrients. And those are the things that not only set up obesity, but they set up tumor growth.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, people always say, well, you know, our bodies have ways of eliminating toxins. But the problem is that those ways of detoxification were developed at a time in human history when we didn't have this massive exposure. And many of these toxins, even by themselves, as you pointed out, Eve, are brand new, and many of them undergo basically little or no human testing to look for toxicity. But even, you know, beyond that, we have no idea the implications that these chemicals have when they're combined together. And the
Britain is the only country that's doing any progressive work in terms of testing two agents at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They did a remarkable study testing aspartame, the artificial sweetener, together with yellow dye number 5, because those things are often in kids' snack foods and breakfast cereals. And they found out that the synergistic effect of putting those two chemicals together was more than 20 times more dangerous in terms of behavior than either of those two chemicals taken individually.
And it makes total sense, you know, when you understand biochemistry and you understand how the body works, one chemical may tie up a detoxification mechanism in one of our major detox organs like the liver, which may allow one of the other chemicals to be metabolized in a different way or be persistent for a longer period of time. It really does make perfect sense. And it is scary that there's really nothing that we're doing to fully understand the implications of these chemicals. So, you know, you've talked about some areas. What are some of the biggest and most concerning aspects of exposure? So people, you know, is it people try and make changes, and not everybody can completely revamp their entire life overnight in regards to new water filters, new body care products, organic foods, eliminating, you know, toxins around their home. What are some of the biggest concerns of areas of exposure that you think people are?
There's no question that my greatest concern is exposure to the compound glyphosate, which is the base ingredient in the product that most of us know is Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at the television ad and somebody's out there in their driveway spraying the weeds between the cracks in their driveway, thinking that that's all they're doing is killing those weeds, we have to ask, what are the mechanisms that Roundup uses in order to kill those weeds? And what's true is that glyphosate, the active ingredient in there, actually kills those weeds by chelating minerals, binding up minerals, and that's what causes the plant to die. Well, if we bind up those same minerals in our body, we can't make red blood cells if we bind up cobalt. We can't make If we bind up iron, if we bind up these various minerals, we can't thrive just like the plant can't thrive. And I'm so concerned about glyphosate because it represents more than 83% of all the chemicals used in the United States annually today.
Mm.
The promise that genetic engineering gave us is that it was going to reduce pesticide use, that we were going to genetically engineer soy and corn and canola oil, and as a result of that, we weren't going to have to use pesticides. Well, that promise really seems empty now because the United States Department of Agriculture recently reported that herbicide use doubled between 1996 and 2012, from 62 million pounds to 128 million pounds.
Mm.
And so when we realize that when we dilute glyphosate or we dilute Roundup, even to concentrations that are 450-fold lower than are used in agricultural applications, we still create poisoning. Mm-hmm. And this is what's showing up in your kids' cornflakes that they're having before school, in the nachos that you're having in the afternoon, in the canola oil that is present in so many products, soy oil, and so many products out there like salad dressing, in the high fructose corn syrup that's showing up in the 800 calories a day of soda pop that the average American is eating. We're getting nearly 200 pounds of genetically engineered food every year for every American, and that is exposure to the compound glyphosate. To me, that is way scarier than Ebola ever dreamed about.
Yeah, it is very scary, and I think what people need to understand is that the connection between the two, we're not getting so much of this chemical because people are spraying the weeds in their driveway. Basically, the genetic engineering, or one of the biggest marvels of genetic engineering of food, was to create these crops that are not impacted by Roundup? Because if you've ever used Roundup in your yard, if you spray it around your grass to kill a weed, it's going to kill everything. It kills your grass. It kills the weed. It's not something that, you know, many plants have much resistance to. So they genetically engineered soy and corn and, you know, some of these major food groups that we use and that we grow immensely in the U.S. to be completely resistant to Roundup so that companies could use it liberally on their crops to kill the weeds without damaging their plants. And that is why, as you talk about, Eve, these soy oils, these corns, so much of it in our food supply has all pretty much been treated with this Roundup, these genetically engineered foods, unless you're buying organic.
Well, and so that, you say, what's the very first thing we can do? It's buy organic. You know, when you go up on the EWG.org website, Environmental Working Group, Environmental Working Group will give you the list of the clean 15 and the dirty dozen. The clean 15, the 15 fruits and vegetables that very rarely have pesticide residue, and the dirty dozen, the 12 fruits and vegetables that have the greatest amount of pesticide residue. And even if you only bought that dirty dozen in an organic form, you would greatly reduce your exposure pesticide.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. Hopefully soon we'll start seeing more data on the dangers of pesticides in our food supply, because that's one of the problems, is that there has been good research, but it's not as prevalent and it's not as widespread throughout society to help motivate people to seek organic foods.
Well, and we're also seeing evidence in the disruption of the gut bacteria in both cattle and poultry. It isn't just in humans. That's the reason that glyphosate has now been connected to a lot of these gluten sensitivities and celiac disease. But what happens is cows eat genetically engineered corn. And when they eat genetically engineered corn, it changes their gut microbiome. It actually mutates the E. coli in their gut. And so we heard of the individuals that died as a result of a toxic E. coli. The spinach catastrophe we had a couple of years ago. Well, it turns out that very highly pathogenic strains, very harmful, poisonous strains of a couple of bacteria are now found in the fecal material of the cattle and the poultry, because as a result of eating the genetically engineered corn, their gut bacteria has changed.
Sure.
And that gut bacteria changes, it creates problems for us as well.
Sure,
and so glyphosate is so pervasive in our food supply that, contrary to being essentially non-toxic, as we were told originally, it may be the single most biologically disruptive chemical in our environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there is starting to be reports on that, and it is scary, and not to mention the, you know, disruption that occurs in the microflora of cows, because they weren't designed to eat corn. They were designed to eat grass. So
exactly.
You feed them what they eat, their gut flora is much healthier when they're not eating genetically engineered foods and they're not eating foods that they weren't intended to eat. So, yeah, and I do agree, you know, buying organic is a really important place to start. And it's not so much, if you can't find everything organic, looking at the Environmental Working Group website to look at the Dirty Dozen list and making sure that you're at least buying those organic can significantly reduce the amount of pesticides that you're exposed to. And there have been some studies now linking things like Parkinson's disease. People with certain genetic predispositions can be far more likely to develop Parkinson's disease, even in the presence of the exposure to the amount of toxins that's just in the food supply. And that was new, and that was big breaking news, because we always just thought it took massive amounts of chemical exposure. But what these studies show us is that people with certain genetic predispositions can much more likely trigger a Parkinson's type condition if they're exposed to even just the pesticides in the food. So, you know, things like that really need to be getting people's attention. And eating organic is not just something that should be trendy to do, but it's something that is really important for health.
And then we talk about the water we drink. I'm a big fan of absolute 1 micron filters. Absolute 1 micron means nothing larger than a micron can get through that filter. It's a compressed carbon filter. When you buy these little gizmos that you screw on the faucet or you put in a pitcher of water, they're just not big enough in their surface area to really filter the water. And what happens now is that we see that the water is containing the antibiotics, the hormones, the anticonvulsants, the antidepressants, the statin drugs that we're taking, and the stuff that our body doesn't metabolize goes down the toilet and into the water supply. And so scientists have tested the water supply in the rivers, in the public reservoirs, and found these drugs in there. We're not just talking about toxins that are coming from, you know, runoff from coal-fired electrical plants. We're talking about the fact that you and I, when we drink a glass of water, could be getting anticonvulsants and birth control pills and, you know, Prozac in our water.
Yep.
And so putting an absolute 1 micron filter on your faucet at home will cost you about $300 initially to buy a good stainless steel, you know, small tank, about a foot tall, about 8 inches in diameter. You can plumb it underneath the sink, but if you live in a rental unit, you can get one and set it right up on the counter. And then once you have that initial buy-in, it's going to cost you about $80 once a year to change the filter that's on there. And you're going to get way better quality water than you are buying water. People are going out and they're spending $4, $6, even $10 a gallon for water in a bottle. Remember, 10% of our public delivery of waste is nothing but plastic bottles. We've got to quit buying all these plastic bottles.
Yep, absolutely.
And if you're buying a jug of water that just says drinking water on it, you don't know if there's a guy in the back room with a hose filling up that jug.
Yep.
There are no federal regulations on the term drinking water.
No.
There's no federal regulations on the term purified water.
Yep. No, it's absolutely
best. So unless you're
buying
water that's crossed interstate lines where the feds are required to test it for toxins, you don't even know if it is any better than what's coming out of the hose.
Yep, absolutely. Getting a good filter is really important. When we take a break, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to pick up the conversation, talk about some of the other areas of exposure, and then let's talk about what we can do on a daily basis to reduce the negative impact that these toxins have on our body. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We have on the phone with us today Eve Plews. She is a licensed nutritionist in Florida. She's been operating her clinic, Full Spectrum Health, in Sarasota for over 26 years. She is a wealth of knowledge. She's been serving her community and helping thousands of people achieve better health by learning about nutrition and learning about their bodies. And she's helping us today understand the issues around the toxic world we live in. We covered a lot in the last segment. We talked about the dangers of some of the most persistent pesticides in our environment, the importance of eating organic food, and we started talking about water and the water we drink. And Eve, you had a great recommendation discussing getting a high quality water filter. As I was once told by a filtration expert, any filter is better than no filter, but there is always a degree of excellence related to different filters. And as you talked about, something that is a absolute 1 micron water filter represents a degree of filtration that's going to be able to remove these medication residues, these heavy metal residues, these things that are in our water supply that we're being exposed to. And pretty much every major city that's ever had their water supply tested clearly shows the presence of these pharmaceutical metabolites. And we really don't know what the ramifications are on our human health. So getting a good water filter is certainly the most economical and the best way to guarantee that the water you're getting is safe. So Eve, what are some of the other major routes of exposure for toxins? And then let's get into how to protect ourselves from it.
Well, we certainly get toxins from the air that we breathe. It can be much worse inside than it is outside. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether it causes headaches or nausea or irritated eyes and throat. I was doing a conference in Clearwater, Florida, a couple of weeks ago, and they were painting inside the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And the mezzanine floor where we had our meeting room in, the whole floor smelled like solvent. And so one of the things that I did when I went back to my room in the hotel was take an acetyl glutathione being the preeminent antioxidant of the body, to help my body deal with that exposure that came from the air I was breathing being on that floor with solvents.
Mm-hmm.
So when I put new carpeting in my house, I did it the day before I went on vacation so that I was out of the house for a week afterward. And that was even after being very careful about choosing the carpeting and the padding and making sure there was no adhesives on there so that I didn't get the gas off, what's called the volatile organic compounds that come from the carpeting, from paint, from, you know, markers and glues and other art supplies, from dry cleaning chemicals. I mean, there are all sorts of things that can happen indoors. Moms Across America, which I believe is an organization that is going to continue to grow in its effect in terms of helping make people aware of these toxic effects, they found a relationship between breast cancer and the amount of air fresheners that women used. We just had a client who went to the physical therapist, and when she went into the toilet, she shut the door, and before she realized that there was one of those little plug-in air fresheners that was, you know, going
sure.
every mm-hmm. 30 seconds and putting out a smell, she had a full-blown asthma attack in the physical therapy office just as a result of being exposed to that air freshener in that closed environment just for a couple of minutes. So we want to understand that every time we have stinky stuff, it doesn't matter whether it's the potpourri, you know, that we're going to put out for the Thanksgiving, you know, fest at our house, or the scented candles, or the, you know, carpet powder that has suddenly become popular. All of these kinds of air fresheners and odors can create problems in terms of headaches, nausea, irritation. There are toxins in the air we breathe.
Yeah, and indoor air quality is a problem. I'll never forget talking with a patient who worked for the EPA and studied this in detail. And even in the most polluted cities in America with the worst air quality, typically indoor air quality would be 5 to 10 times worse inside of a home. And it has to do with the fact that homes are built now to be very energy efficient. So they're sealed up really, really tight. And when you put materials in your home, there's nowhere for it to off-gas. So you talked about paint. Luckily, now you can walk into any major home improvement store and they'll have a wide array of paints that are considered low VOC or no VOC. And VOC is at volatile organic chemicals. I remember when I purchased my house about 8 years ago and we were repainting, I had to drive around to find, you know, a store that would be able to sell me a no VOC paint. We talk about other things like furniture can be put together with press board and types of cheap wood, which is oftentimes treated with formaldehyde and has different types of chemicals that off-gas very regularly.
Doctor, I've got a great story
about
that. Yeah,
go ahead, please.
I had a five-year-old brought to me that was getting very bad headaches. And she was waking up in the morning and saying, "Mommy, I can't go to school, to kindergarten. I've got a bad headache." And the mother was actually concerned that the child was being bullied and was trying to avoid going to school. And when they brought the kid to me, and this had been going on for a number of weeks, and the mother is already a client of mine. And I said, "Did you do anything new in her room? Did she get a new bedspread? Did you paint it? Did you carpet it?" She said, "No, the only thing that we did new was to get a bookcase for her stuffed animals."
Mm.
That bookcase was one of those bookcases in a box that you buy at so many stores and put it together at home, little 3-foot thing, and it was made out of pressed particle board. And it was off-gassing formaldehyde enough that right next to the bed of the five-year-old, it was enough to give her a headache.
Yeah.
We took the bookcase out of the bedroom that night. The kid never had another headache.
Right. So it's nice if you can buy, it's a great story, and it, you know, there's lots of them like that, to be able to buy furniture that's made from real wood. Now, some of that stuff is going to be much more expensive. So what I recommend people do, if you buy something secondhand, if it's had a chance to off-gas, buying new, you're going to have higher levels. So if budget is an issue and you can't afford something that is, you know, 100% solid wood, you can buy things that are secondhand, and that will
recycle.
Yeah,
recycle,
exactly.
Reuse,
yep.
Repurpose.
Burning candles in a home is one of the worst ways to increase air pollution. A lot of the dust associated with electronics has types of electronics have chemicals in them, and it gets into the dust in the house. A lot of the furniture is treated with fire retardants that are levels are very high in children that we see. So making sure that your home is clean. If you're dusting behind an electronic equipment, use a mask. Try and reduce your exposure and keep these dust particles out of your home and keep it cleaned up nicely so that you reduce your exposure. So those are all important ways. And then, of course, Eve, we talk about body care products. This is one of the, you know, biggest sources of chemicals. People think just because they're putting it on their outside of their body that it's no risk, but you know better than that, right?
Well, the one that I want to put the finger on is triclosan, the chemical that is used in antibacterial soaps and detergents and surface sprays and disinfectants and garbage bags and plastic wrap and cleaning cloths and all the hand sanitizers.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at the hand sanitizers, the good ones are the alcohol-based ones. The bad ones have the triclosan in it. Brand new study showed that this antibacterial compound, you know, we're bacteria crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We think that killing these bacteria, that we're going to be safe as a result of that. But what's true is we actually can affect the immune system. It turns out that they found that people that had triclosan in their body, which is about half of all Americans, that it changed the microbiome, the bacterial environment up in the nose and the sinuses, and allowed an easier time for staph and strep to grow in the sinuses of people who had triclosan in their body. It's not just showing up in their urine and their blood. It's showing up in the microbiome of their nose by giving an opportunity for a harmful bacteria to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody's got chronic sinusitis and is being treated repeatedly for sinus infections, now one of the first questions I ask them is, do you use hand sanitizers?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. And the funny thing about it is that, as you said, attacking all of bacteria all the time puts us at a compromised state. We talked about this in my last show with an expert on the microbiome and how our bodies are designed to have good bacteria, and using all these antimicrobials is disrupting it. And triclosan is, there's zero evidence to suggest that a antibacterial soap does any bit of a difference or any improvement in reducing the risk of getting sick or passing a germ than regular soap. It makes no difference. There's not a single study that proves that using an antibacterial soap is more effective than a non-antibacterial soap, because using soap works as a surfactant by washing and not allowing the germs to stick to your skin. So it is a completely useless addition to soap. And one of the worst parts about it, Eve, is, you know, we talk about soaps and hand sanitizers, but people don't realize that major toothpaste companies put triclosan in toothpaste. So it's not just on your skin, but you're literally putting it in your mouth. And no matter how good of a job you do of spitting out your toothpaste, you are going to be getting some systemic absorption and exposure to these toxins just by the toothpaste. So don't just look at your soaps, don't just look at your hand sanitizers, but turn your toothpaste around. And if it's got triclosan in it, I recommend that you get one that doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely. But when we talk about beauty and personal care items, triclosan is only one of the ingredients that we want to avoid. And, you know, what I try to make women aware of is the study on the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics that showed that lipsticks contained lead.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that bright red mouth has become very popular again.
Mm-hmm.
And some women are applying lipstick 3, 4, 5 times a day. And lead was detected in all 400 lipsticks that were tested. The federal government doesn't consider lead levels in lipsticks to be a safety issue.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see the relationship between lead and osteoporosis, between lead and hypertension, I can't help but tell women that they need to go on skindeep.org. There is a guide on skindeep.org that rates the safety of tens of thousands of personal care products. It's a very easy to navigate rating, and it's another one of those sites that the Environmental Working Group has given us to help us be aware and protect ourselves of these agents that are showing up in beauty and personal care products.
Yeah, and there's also, of course, the phthalates are very common, and BPA is now very popular, you know, chemical that people are talking about and finally, you know, discussing the warnings of. But phthalates are another one that's very common in cosmetics, and these are known endocrine disruptors, meaning they disrupt the function of your endocrine system. And, you know, I mean, I work with a lot of women that have thyroid disorders and other hormone problems, and it's, you know, we haven't quite, there is some studies linking these chemicals to problems with specific organs like the thyroid gland. Although we don't have definitive studies yet, it certainly doesn't make sense to be putting these chemicals that are known to disrupt our endocrine system on our body. And people don't realize that everything they put on their skin, anything you put on your skin, you absorb about 70 to 80% of everything you put on your skin. So it's a permeable membrane and things get absorbed very readily. So you have to be very careful and very aware of what you're putting on your body. And luckily now there are so many great products out there, right, Eve, that are offering great skincare, great body care products with none of these things in them.
Well, and see, it's not a poisoning per se. People need to understand that this is a very slow accumulation, a bioaccumulation in the fatty tissue, and a delayed expression.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a single event where you get exposed to a whole bunch of lead because you ate 10 tubes of lipstick. Of course, that isn't going to happen.
Right.
But we get a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. So it's a death by a thousand cuts.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. And it's cumulative, and it contributes to some of these chronic conditions we deal with, like obesity. So, I mean, we've done enough to sort of, I think, scare everybody to want to just stay in a bubble, because there's no way you can totally eliminate the toxins in the air you breathe or the food that you eat, or, you know, you can do your best. But when we come back from the break, Eve, let's start talking to people about what you can do about it, how you can not just avoid exposure, but basically support these fundamental processes in your body that enhance the ability of your system to eliminate and rid itself of these toxins. So this is
they're going to want to have a pencil and paper handy this time.
I agree. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Make sure to set your dials every Sunday from 10 to 11. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week to discuss how to choose an omega-3 fatty acid supplement. A lot of information she's going to share with you with a fish oil and omega-3 expert about really reading the labels and understanding what to look for on labels when selecting a high-quality omega-3 supplement. We're talking about toxicity today. We know that our oceans are incredibly polluted, and if you're not choosing a good quality omega-3 supplement, you could very well be exposing yourself to additional toxic load, which is a big concern. And so fish oil is one of those supplements where I tell people it's really, really important to spend that extra money to make sure that you select a product that is going to be toxin-free so that you can truly get the benefits without additional exposure. So today I'm talking with my good friend and excellent practitioner, Eve Pelouz. Eve, say your name. I totally just didn't get
it's
it right.
Please.
Please. Thank you. Eve has been practicing in her clinic at Full Spectrum Health in Sarasota for 26 years. She is an incredibly accomplished nutritionist. She is fully licensed by the Florida Board of Medicine, and she is a certified practitioner through the Functional Medicine Group, which trains some of the most cutting-edge practitioners in the country with an idea of looking at health from a very holistic perspective. And Eve has helped so many people. I've learned so much from her in her lectures and all of her clinical pearls. So Eve, thank you for taking the time to be with us on the show today.
Well, I'm happy to do it, especially since today I'm teaching in Hartford, Connecticut, teaching doctors and other clinicians about these very concepts. I've been doing a national tour this year, and I'll be up in or around your neighborhood. I'll be doing a program in Virginia in March, but it really is a delight to have clinicians out there wanting to carry this information back to their patients and helping them to understand the difference between the concept of dose and the concept of host. It isn't just how much you get exposed to, it's what your ability is to detoxify and eliminate. And that's why the very first thing that I tell all my clients is you never detoxify a constipated person, because you got to get the exit door open first. And that's where I love that product, Colonex, because Colonex is so incredibly helpful for people who have a sluggish bowel. Yes, we want to reduce the incoming dose of toxins from the air we breathe and the water we drink and the food we eat, eat and the cosmetics we use and the home care products that we use, but we want to increase our body's ability to take out the trash.
Right, and you gave, on one of our previous interviews, you gave one of the best recommendations over the air for people that have a sluggish bowel, and I loved it because it was food-based. It was a recipe that you shared about using dates and prunes and making a paste, right?
Figs and prunes.
Figs and prunes.
Figs. A dozen prunes. I put them in the freezer for a while beforehand. Makes it easier to cut. And then cut them with scissors, cover them with water, put a lid on it, simmer them for 20 minutes into kind of a brown goop, and then take a glass jar, pour boiling water in the glass jar so you make sure it's sterile, and then put that fig combination together with the prunes into that jar, and then start every day with a big tablespoon of that.
Yep, that is a great
recommendation.
It's
delicious.
I've had so many patients. Love it. Yep. It's a great recommendation. I love anything that's food-based, and that was a great one. So, yeah, most of our toxins that we're exposed to are metabolized by the liver, and the liver then dumps things into the gallbladder, and then the gallbladder dumps things into the intestines, and then the intestines need to carry it out of our body. So as you said, if somebody's dealing with a constipation issue, their toxins are just sitting in their colon, and they can easily...
They're not sitting. They're recycling back through their liver again.
Exactly. Yep, they can get reabsorbed, and a lot of these persistent chemicals and toxins, especially the ones that affect the endocrine system, they're fat soluble and they're very readily absorbed right back up through the colon wall if they're not getting moved out quickly enough. So another thing that's helpful is making sure your diet has enough fiber in it, right, Eve? Because that will help bind up those toxins so they can't get resorbed and improve elimination.
Well, I'm the coleslaw queen of Sarasota. I could eat coleslaw every single day because all these members of the cabbage family, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, bok choy, arugula, Brussels sprouts, kale, watercress, all these members of the cabbage family are high in sulfur. And this is not sulfa, this is not the drug, this is sulfur, the mineral that our body needs in order to make detoxification compounds. And so getting the cabbage family into your diet every day not only gives you fiber, it also gives you those sulfur compounds, as does asparagus and everything from the onion family, onion, garlic, shallots, leeks, green onions. All of those things are very, very critical for getting your body to detoxify. I think we should change that axiom, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, to an onion a day keeps the doctor away.
It's absolutely true. These sulfur compounds assist the liver in its primary detoxification process. What are some other, when we look at, let's say, to the natural pharmacy, aside from just food, when we look at nutrients, you know, there's milk thistles, a super popular liver support herb. Can you talk about some of the different herbs and nutrients that are really important in assisting and enhancing detoxification?
Well, most everybody's heard of milk thistle, and they know that it's beneficial, not just for people who have hepatitis C, not just for people that are on a big drug load, not just for people that are HIV positive, not just for people who drink too much alcohol, because milk thistle is so beneficial to the liver. And I would add to that N-acetylcysteine, and while NAC, as we affectionately call it in the trade, N-acetylcysteine, when we put those two together in a product called Liver Protect, this is one of the things that I liken to grandma talking about doing spring cleaning. If every single one of my clients would do one bottle of Liver Protect every spring and one bottle of Liver Protect every fall, one tablet of it twice a day, then we would be able to get that liver to do a better job to take out the trash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those nutrients are incredibly important in supporting the liver. Are there any other nutrients that you typically like for the liver?
Well, the S-acetylglutathione that I mentioned earlier is a big piece of it. But, you know, we have to start with the basics. I use something called the Foundational Four. And the Foundational Four are the high-quality multivitamin, multimineral-like active nutrients. That high-quality multivitamin, multimineral, you're going to take four a day. You're going to take two for breakfast and two for dinner because you can't smush all the minerals you need into a little tiny pearl. Minerals are bulky and they take up a lot of space. So when we're looking at taking a multivitamin, multimineral, we want to make sure that we're getting those four a day because they're going to give us these foundational trace minerals these elements that we may not be getting enough of in our diet, the more exotic things like molybdenum and selenium and biotin that we may not be getting in a well-rounded enough diet.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that I put on that foundational four is the fish oil, and I only use fish oil that has been certified by the International Fish Oil Group, that it's free from not only mercury, but all the heavy metals and PCBs and dioxin. So first a multivitamin, multimineral, then fish oil. Thirdly, that high-quality probiotic, because probiotics don't just make your bowel work better. They reduce inflammation everywhere in the body. They reduce the inflammation in the joint of the arthritic or the lung of the asthmatic. And then the fourth part of my foundational four is a product called Drainage. It's a homeopathic remedy that is allows us to tell the liver to do a better job taking out the trash. I use Drainage with every single client that walks in here from age zero all the way up to age 94. Drainage is one of the things that can help us live clean in a dirty world. Six drops sometime in the evening before you go to bed signals the liver, signals the kidney, the bowel, the spleen, the organs of elimination to take out the trash.
Right, which is what this is all about. There's no way that we can completely isolate ourselves from exposure to toxins. Now, we can do all of these things in our home that can reduce and in our lifestyle that can reduce exposure, but we can't completely eliminate it. So supporting the liver, supporting the kidneys, and then there's just some basic simple things. So when we come back from the break, Eve, I'd like to talk about sort of bringing it all together and discussing lifestyle approaches, the key supplement approaches, choices that we make with our food, and really helping people to understand that daily detox is the key to health, not necessarily not paying attention to all the things that you're doing and buying a two-week cleanse once a year or twice a year. It's about fundamentally understanding how to make choices every single day that support detoxification and reduce your risk of exposure. So when we come back,
no doubt about it, eating adequate protein is going to be part of that talk.
Right. Okay, great. So let's save it for the next segment. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. We're going to cover some really important information when we come back from the break, so don't go anywhere.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. If you listen to our show and you enjoy it, you can always listen to any of our previously recorded shows by going to our archive section. It is located on the homepage of the Village Green website, which is www.myvillagegreen.com. On the right-hand side of the homepage, there is a microphone icon. If you click on that, it'll take you right to the archive shows section, and it's a great way to just scroll through. You can download the shows, you can stream them, listen to them on your portable media players, whatever you like, but it's a great way to get a little more education about how to live healthier. So we've had on phone with me today Eve Plews, and she has been working at her clinic in Sarasota, Florida, Full Spectrum Health, for 26 years. She is a trained functional medicine practitioner. She's licensed by the Florida Board of Medicine. She hosts two public radio shows, WSLR in Sarasota and WMNF in Tampa. And you can learn more about her and her practice by going to www.fullspectrumhealth.com. Eve, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today and help educate people about detoxification.
Oh, doctor, it's my pleasure. And you've got such great archives on My Village Green. I really enjoyed listening to some of your prior shows. And if your listeners want to hear some of my prior shows, they can go up on Podomatic and type in Plews News. And I've probably got 250 shows on there that are searchable, and they can listen to shows that I've done on everything from the adrenal glands to peaches.
That's great. So that's P-L-E-W-S, Plews News. Thank you for sharing that, Eve. So in this segment, let's sort of tie together everything we've covered. We've talked about some key nutrients. We've talked about some lifestyle, changes that people can make. But really what I want to drive home, and I think you'll speak to this as well, it's a death by a thousand cuts. And, you know, doing a spring cleanse and a fall cleanse, and I mean, even though it's not always the best time to do a cleanse, it's super popular New Year's, you know, cleanse. People want to lose weight. They want to get their life back together, feel good again. Those are all great things to do. But truly the benefits come when you do these things on a daily basis. Isn't that correct?
Well, we make 500 to 700 decisions a day about our food. And people say, Eve, are you nuts? I only eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But whether I have organic tea, whether I put organic soy milk in it, whether I use stevia or honey or sugar, you know, every one mm-hmm. of those is a different decision. You know, I used organic pasture-raised eggs this morning. I think eggs are one of Mother Nature's most perfect foods. We should have been throwing away the white all these years and eating more of the yolks. And I had that with organic spinach and organic mushrooms and organic onions, and I put a little bit of organic ketchup on my plate. But the idea being that even down to the ketchup, mm-hmm. we want to make a choice for health. And one of the choices that I see for health is adequate protein. The sickest people that I'm seeing in my practice now are the vegans. Mm-hmm. And I really have so much respect for what veganism is trying to do in terms of the respect for the animal kingdom. The same with vegetarians, whether they're lacto-ovo-vegetarians eating dairy products and eggs or not. But between the vegans and the raw foodists, I don't really see sicker clients in here. And it's fundamentally because they're not getting enough protein. We can't detox unless we have nutrients like glycine and taurine and methionine and glutamine. They may be things that people aren't used to hearing about, but they are the aminos that fundamentally come to us from animal foods. You cannot be a successful vegetarian unless you're eating a minimum of a cup of beans a day, not just putting some hummus on your celery. So we want to understand that detoxification doesn't just require things like vitamin C and vitamin E and B1 and B5. It requires that we have adequate amino acids.
Absolutely. Diet is a hugely important part, even just beyond eating organic. And, it's funny to say it. You know, people have been saying it for so long, and I think that most people now look at eating organic. Not everybody looks at it from a health standpoint. People almost look at it as a social statement, you know, saying I shop at Whole Foods. It almost has an overtone to it that unfortunately encompasses something that is more of a social stigma rather than really understanding the fundamental idea that we're learning more and more every single day that these pesticides we're exposed to in our food are dangerous. And even though we've been told over and over and over again that the degree of exposure that we get from our food supply is non-harmful to humans, you and I both know, Eve, that science will be turned up on its head as time goes on.
No question about it.
Yep.
We're at a place now where awareness is first, and that's what your show and my shows try to do, is to create awareness. It's not about scaring people. It's about being smart.
Mm-hmm.
Because you make 500 to 700 food decisions every day, we want to make sure that they're smart. The fish that I'm going to have at lunch today, which is called hog snapper, something you very rarely get outside of Florida, is what my husband fixed for me night before last. It's that leftover piece, and I'm having it with organic green beans, and I'm having it with an organic tomato, and oh, my old favorite, coleslaw, because I want that cabbage family in there virtually every meal.
Yep.
When I make that decision to choose those things, first off, it takes stress away from me. There's no part of my day that's going to be spent wondering what I'm going to eat for lunch, wondering what I'm going to eat for dinner, because I've already got a refrigerator full of great choices.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I look at individuals who at 6 o'clock are going to open up the fridge and go, what am I going to eat for dinner? They don't make a plan. You remember
right.
The old axiom, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Yeah, planning is a huge part of it. And what I like to help people understand is, you know, we all have busy lives, and it may not be, and I'm personally guilty of this as well. I don't prepare every single meal, 3 meals a day. You know, I eat out, I do things on the run, because that's part of running a busy life. What I tell people is try and make the best decisions you can. So for example, everything that we buy from the grocery store, everything we bring into the house that we're planning for, those are things that we choose organic. If it's not available organic, we use that Dirty Dozen list to select things that have lower amounts of pesticides or chemical residues. And there are times when you're going to stray from that. It's less troublesome to stray from those things if you're controlling as much of your diet as possible. So we've talked about food. Certainly, we talked about the cosmetics. So what was the website again, Eve, for the people can learn about what the more toxic and safer cosmetics are?
SkinDeep.org.
Okay, great. So looking at SkinDeep.org and looking at your cosmetic products to make sure that you're using ones that are safe, that don't contain high amounts of toxins. We talked about...
And not only that,
yes.
EWG also offers you lists in terms of house cleaning. It's
right.
called Tips for... greener cleaning,
right.
And it's at ewg.org/cleaners. And when you make donations to this nonprofit organization that's trying to protect your health and the health of your family, you can get these little wallet cards on tips for greener cleaning and the ingredients we shouldn't have in beauty and personal care items.
Yep. So that's the next thing we didn't even touch on, but cleaning up the inside of your home. Never let the pesticide guy spray inside your house. We know that a high exposure to those pesticides that are used inside the home, there's higher rates of childhood blood cancers in children that are live in homes that are regularly sprayed. These things,
and don't forget lymphoma and dogs.
Right, yes. These things are toxic, so keep those out of your house. Convert to green cleaners. They smell great, they work just as well, and they are non-toxic. We talked about the air in your home, trying to reduce some of the chemicals. So if you're going to repaint, buy a no VOC or low VOC paint. Think about the carpet that you're going to put in your house. Think about the materials that you're bringing in and the toxins that they may expose you to. If you have to use a choice like that, do what Eve did, leave for vacation the day after it's installed, or make sure you open the windows regularly after it's installed to move that air through your home so that you're not chronically exposed to it. Water, of course, a huge factor, making sure that you have good, clean water, and then making sure that you do things that support regular detoxification, making sure your bowels move, making sure you drink enough good, clean water so that your kidneys can detoxify, making sure that you're not putting too much on chemicals on your skin so that you're not absorbing too many things, and sweating and exercise helps your body to eliminate toxins. Deep breathing, your lungs are an organ of elimination, and breathing is one way that your body eliminates toxins. So making sure you're paying attention to your breath, taking time to breathe deeply, these are all supporting the avenues of that our body has in order to eliminate toxins, all very simple steps. Eve, we're just about out of time. If people want to learn more about Eve, please visit her website at fullspectrumhealth.com. You can also go on to Podomatic and search, put in the search engine, Plews News, PLEWSNED.
And both of my shows are streaming live on the web, WSLR.org, Monday mornings at 9 o'clock, and WMNF on alternate Mondays at 10 o'clock.
Well, thank you so much, Eve. Hopefully everybody learned a lot. Always love having you on the show. Have fun teaching those physicians in Connecticut this weekend, and I look forward to having you on again.
Doctor, thanks very much, and thank you very much for the work that you do for all of us.
You as well, Eve. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Dr. Kevin Passero signing off and wishing you all the best of health until next time. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hi, everybody. It's David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show. Tune in next Sunday and every Sunday at 11 right here on 1500 and 820 a.m. to hear the latest from the food and wine scene. We've got celebrity chefs, sommeliers, winemakers, and more all here to tell you about the inside skinny that you won't find anywhere else. That's Foodie and the Beast this Sunday at 11.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio, and federalnewsradio.com.